Welcome, welcome back, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm talking about what some are calling a looming or already here constitutional crisis. But we had to start at the beginning, the context, the how did we get here stuff, which has been this baloney line from the right. And listen, it goes back to Nixon and Reagan, but probably most clearly articulated by Steve Bannon, doubled down by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and all of the MAGA movement, that the problem is government itself. And that populism means destroying government, that by destroying government, the middle class will somehow magically do better. But all of that, of course, has only been a sham. The long con, the longest con of any con, to convince regular people to vote against their economic and safety best interests, and to grant billionaires and the richest, most connected people in this country the ability to control our government. Now, I'm going to talk more about this very idea this coming Thursday with Tom Paulswitz, because there's some interesting studies that have been done that basically have said that the things that we agree upon most, regardless of party, the fact that we should be able to regulate, you know, dollar contributions, soft money that funnels into campaigns, why is it that we can't seem to get that done? And it's because, of course, billionaires who actually control politicians like Donald Trump and the entire MAGA party don't want it to be so. So more on that on Thursday. But again, there's nothing populist about MAGA. This is about tax cuts and favors for those that are billionaires and connected. And maybe if you're lucky enough and your loyalty pledge is strong enough, maybe some drippings, some leftovers for you. So why is Donald Trump proceeding with what Steve Bannon called in 2019 the muzzle velocity, the flood the zone? I think he even used the phrase tiger team. Why is he, you know, proceeding this way? Because in one breath, right, we hear from conservative pundit after conservative pundit, day in, day out on Fox News, Faux News, and every other outlet, that Donald Trump has some kind of a mandate. Well, if he has such a mandate, if he has owned the libs so hard, then why use executive orders at all in the first place? And by the way, he is losing. He is feckless. He is losing. He is stepping on rakes every single day. Every single bit of litigation that has requested an injunction, that a court has considered an injunction, which freezes an executive order, yeah, it's been granted. He hasn't won a single case. There's 45 of them proceeding right now before federal courts. And yesterday, a federal court judge in Rhode Island commanded the Trump administration to comply with his earlier issued order to release grant and loan monies. I'm going to get to what it means if eventually a court believes Donald Trump himself or other executive branch officials are not following an active in-place judicial order. But he is losing. Let's just refresh our recollections again, because so much happening under the muzzle velocity, flood the zone theory of Steve Bannon, which again, not populism. It's about handing the keys of government over to the billionaires that will exploit it, dismantle it to hurt you, your pocketbook, your family, your kids' futures, to give themselves bigger tax breaks, to relieve themselves of the regulations that protect regular people, and to crush small businesses. Two judges have halted that bogus freeze the federal grant and loan monies. That's that Office of OMB memo a couple weeks ago. Not one, but two. That is currently the thing that's putting the greatest amount of pressure on the Trump administration. More on that in a minute. The birthright citizenship. Yep, that's been halted. The fork in the road email trying to get people to resign. Yep, that's been halted. The firing of the inspectors general and other officers. That's been halted. The transfer of transgender women to men's prisons facilities, because I'm sure that would be real safe for them. That's been halted. The making public names of FBI agents associated with his retaliatory purge, those that participated per orders with the investigation of those that committed insurrection on January 6th, that's been halted. Removal of officials from the NLRB and other agencies, halted. And I haven't even gotten to all of the injunctions that have been imposed on the mucking about done by Musk and his minions through Doge. They've all been halted. Now, the one that is creating a whole furor of back and forth is the federal judge that has halted Elon Musk's access to the U.S. Treasury systems. Okay? That was halted last week by a federal judge, a judge by the name of Paul Engelmeyer. And on this also included not just access to the federal Treasury systems, but access to all sorts of private identifying personal information of federal employees. And in response to that, here's where we get to the, are we in a constitutional crisis moment or not? This past Sunday, Elon Musk called to impeach and remove the judge that froze, that stopped Elon Musk's unconstitutional access to the U.S. Treasury Department systems and the confidential information of thousands, tens of thousands of federal employees. He posted this to X. A corrupt judge protecting corruption. He needs to be impeached now. This from a man with $15 billion in contracts supposedly overseeing government efficiency. We're going to pick right back up there and talk about what it means if officials refuse to comply with valid court orders. How far out on the ledge are we? I discuss with you when we come back. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.